Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, stands with Batman, both of them helpless. Slick Bailey examines the walls of Kent's apartment and is within seconds of making a momentous discovery.
Great Scott, Batman. He went into my bedroom. That's where the secret closet is.
Oh.
In just a minute, he'll find it. Then he'll know I'm Superman. What'll I do?
A champagne bottle crashes against the side of a ship. The crowd cheers excitedly as the newly christened ship slides into the water. If you were at Pier 3 at the Brooklyn Army base last week, that's what you would have seen. For a United States Army transport was being named in memory of one of our greatest war heroes, the USAT Sadao S. Munimori. The story behind the name is an exciting one that happened only 3 short years ago on a blood-soaked battlefield in Italy. American soldiers were fighting and dying there, and in the front lines was the famous 442nd Regimental Combat Team, a celebrated group made up entirely of Japanese Americans whose record of bravery is unsurpassed in American history. Private Sadao Munimori was a squad leader in the 442nd. One night, as he and his men silently crept into enemy territory, a violent burst of machine gun fire shattered the air. In the face of great danger, Private Munimori crept up on 2 German machine gun nests that had found their target. He destroyed both. Then as he crept back to his own men, he saw a hand grenade fall near them. Without hesitation, he flung himself on top of it as it exploded. The lives of his comrades were saved, but the life of Sadao Munimori was gone. For this act of supreme courage, Sadao Munimori was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, the highest decoration this country can bestow upon its heroes. Now the United States Army transport, Sadao S. Munimori, will be a further tribute to him and to his fellow Japanese-American comrades who so gallantly fought and died for their country.
And now, the adventures of Superman. During Superman's absence from the apartment he occupies as Clark Kent, an ex-convict entered and burglarized it. But when he accidentally discovered a secret closet in which was a distinctive blue costume and red cape, the thief realized he had stumbled on the secret of Superman's double identity. Seriously wounded by a police officer, the burglar managed to make his way to a big-time racketeer named Biggie Conroy, to whom he revealed that Superman lived in the Maple Crest Arms, in an apartment which had a secret closet behind a movable panel. But before he could say which apartment, he died. Realizing he could reap a fortune if he knew who Superman was, Conroy directed a henchman named Slick Bailey to pose as a painting contractor and obtain entrance to all the apartments in Superman's building. When Slick Bailey entered Kent's apartment and began tapping on the walls, Kent realized he was hunting for the secret closet. And now, in company with the famous Batman, who was in his guise of Bruce Wayne, Kent can only stand by helplessly as the racketeer completes his examination of the living room walls and enters the bedroom.
Great Scott, Bruce. He'll find the secret closet in a moment and know that I'm Superman. What'll I do?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Grab him and give him the old heave-ho.
No, we can't do that. If we throw him out, we'll be admitting the truth.
That's right, but we can't let him find the secret closet and report it to his gang.
Oh, I know.
Think fast, chum. He's almost at the payoff panel. When he hears that hollow sound, he'll know.
Hey, wait a minute, Bruce. I've got an idea.
Oh, good. Let's have it.
I'm going to put on an act.
What?
Yeah, you know, act like I'm gone in the head.
What?
Yeah, throw a fit of fainting, everything.
Oh.
You take it from there.
Okay, chum. Count on me.
Good. Here goes. Play along now.
All right.
I don't like that man. He's a rat.
Now, take it easy.
I'm going to fix this clock. Good.
No. Clark, no, take it easy.
Let me go. He wants to rob me.
No.
That's what he
come
wants
on,
to do.
Come on, take it easy. I'm sure you've got him wrong.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
Come on, Clark.
Let me go. I don't trust anybody.
Clark, he's just a peter.
Not even you.
Oh, what do you mean?
Everybody's against me.
Hey,
even you.
What's going on in here?
You're
help me hold him, mister. He's having another one
and
of his fits.
A fit?
Yes, he gets them pretty often. Easy, Clark, easy.
You. You said you're a painter.
He is just a painter.
But I know better.
No,
you're trying to rob me.
He's not trying to rob you, Clark.
Oh, me?
Let me go. Yes, but I won't let you, see? I won't
Clark,
let you.
Come
I'll
on.
I'll kill you. That's
hey,
what I'll do.
Hey, look out.
Clark. Clark.
Hey, what's the matter with him?
Oh, he's fainted. Oh, this is terrible. Quick, Mr. Bailey, help me carry him to his bed, will you?
Yeah, sure. What's the matter with him?
It's his head. He often gets this way. He thinks everybody's against him.
No kidding.
Yes, I had better call the doctor as soon as he's comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, this happened kind of sudden, didn't it?
It always does. He's as normal as anybody one minute, and then without any warning, he gets violent and tries to kill people.
Hey, he does, huh?
Yeah. Now, just drop him on the bed, please.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, he's pretty heavy.
Yeah, it's all muscle, too. You better leave now.
Yeah, sure I will. As soon as I finish examining these walls.
Oh, you better do now.
My painters have to come in pretty soon.
I'll fix you. You can't cheat me.
Oh, Clark.
I'll kill you.
Clark.
That's what I'll do. I'll
hey,
kill
he's coming too.
Yeah, and he's starting to get violent again.
Hey, he is,
yes, and he gets strong as a bull when he's like this. He almost finished a friend of his about a month ago. Took four of us to pull him away.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Where's the man who was here? I'll break him in half.
Take it easy.
Put his head.
Beat it, Mr.
That's
Bailey. Beat it, Mr. Bailey. Hurry, or I won't answer for the consequences.
Maybe I better. I'll be back.
Where is he?
All right, but get out.
Let me get
hurry.
My hands on it. Where is he? There he is.
Easy, Clark. Take it easy, old boy.
All right,
easy
now. Is he gone?
Okay, he's gone, Clark. You can relax.
Whew. You know, for a moment there, I was afraid he wasn't going to fall for it.
So was I.
Oh, brother.
Say, that was some act you put on.
Oh, thanks, Bruce. You did pretty well yourself.
Did you see how fast he got out of here when I told him you almost finished a man last month?
Uh-huh. Hey, wait a minute. What are we celebrating for? I'm not out of the woods yet.
Hey, that's right. Bailey said he'd be back.
Uh-huh. And I can't throw another fit without his getting suspicious.
Well, have you got any more ideas?
Yes, I have. The easiest thing to do now is to get rid of my secret closet.
Did you say easy?
Sure. Only we need a little time. Let's see. Wait a minute. Ah, oh, there he is. Bailey's in the apartment above us now. The penthouse on the roof.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know? I can see him.
Oh, of course. X-ray vision.
Yeah, that's a big apartment. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8 rooms. Take him a good half hour to examine all the walls up there.
But he'll probably come back here when he finishes it.
That's what I figure.
Then we're out of luck. We can't brick up your secret closet in half an hour, even if we had the bricks and mortar, which we haven't.
We've got to do it. I'll peel down to my Superman outfit.
Well, what for?
Gonna hop out to some building yard, and in two shakes, I'll be back with bricks and mortar.
Oh, I get it.
Well, I'm gone, Bruce.
Yeah.
You remove the panel with a screwdriver. You'll find one in a drawer in the kitchenette.
Okay, chum. But I still wonder if we can do it in time.
We must. There we are, all set. I'll leave by this window. Be back in the jiffy. Up, up, and away!
Certainly didn't take you long, Superman.
I wasn't wasting any time, Bruce. Now, I'll dump these bricks on the floor. Okay, bring that newspaper, will you please, Bruce? I'll set this barrel of mortar on it.
Okay. Look, is Bailey still up in the penthouse?
Let's see. Yeah, he's still there.
Okay, I'll set the barrel down.
All right. I brought two trowels, one for you, one for me.
Me? I've never laid bricks before.
Well, here's where you learn, brother. Come on, let's get to work. Now, just these two bricks on top and we're finished, Bruce.
Yeah.
A little more water. That's it. There, that does it.
Right. Hey, you know, that's not a bad job.
No.
We ought to get union cards.
Yeah, remind me of that. Now to get this panel back in place.
Oh, here's the screwdriver.
Oh, thanks. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Our friend Bailey is all through upstairs.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's walking into the stair hall. Now he's coming down the stairs. My hunch says he's coming here to finish looking over this room.
I'll buy that. Hurry and finish setting that panel, will you?
I'm just about finished. Just this one screw. There, that does it.
Now, help me straighten up this mess, will you? Throw these extra bricks under the bed.
Check. What are you going to do with a barrel of mortar?
Set it in my clothes closet.
Okay.
There. Takes care of that. How are you coming?
Everything ship-shape.
Not a second too soon. Bailey's at the door. Let him ring a little more before you let him in, Bruce. I've got to get back into Clark Kent's clothes.
Okay. I'll sweep up this brick dust left on the floor.
Yeah, do that. There. My tie.
Check.
There. Okay, let him in, Bruce, while I lie down.
Check. Coming.
Wait! Bruce!
What? Now what?
Look! The panel!
Well, what about it?
Don't you see what we did?
No, I...
Holy smokes!
Horrified, Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, who is Batman, stare at the telltale panel in the wall behind which they have just built a brick wall. What is wrong? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
It was Japan, 1944. Two Japanese faced each other across a polished desk, smiling broadly. The general gloated expansively, talking of the might and power that would soon be Japan's. As he spoke, he turned to the windows of his office and looked out at the sea. The other man listened politely and silently. With equal silence, his fingers reached across the desk and touched the war plans that were scattered there, carefully edging them towards him. As the general spoke on of the glory that would soon be Japan's, the other man studied the vital parts of the military plan. Then he inched the papers back on the desk to where they were at first. When the general finally turned from the window, he saw his listener sitting quietly as before, smiling. Yes, you've guessed it. That innocent-looking man was an espionage agent for the United States Army, an American citizen of Japanese parentage who was risking his life for our country. Yes, gang, all through the war, many of our Japanese-American citizens were facing certain death by doing dangerous but vital espionage work for us. No white man could have done their jobs in Japan so well, because they passed as native Japanese, and the result was a constant leak of vital information out of that country. But the price of such courage was almost certain death. Very few spies ever came out of Japan alive. Those Japanese Americans knew that and never expected to come back. They gave their lives just as Americans of all races and creeds have done throughout our history, that you and I might have a better chance to live. Remember that, gang. Too many forget it.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
His hand shaking, Clark Kent directs Bruce Wayne's attention to a panel in the wall, behind which had previously been the secret closet.
We put the panel back upside down, Bruce. The wallpaper on it doesn't match the pattern of the rest of the wall now.
Suffering catfish. Bailey will see it and catch on. Where's that screwdriver? We've got to fix it, Clark.
We can't. Bailey just came in.
But how could he? The door...
He must have slipped the door catch when he went out before.
Feel all right now, Mr. Kent?
Oh, I never felt worse in my life.
Their faces pale as sheets. Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne watch wide-eyed as Slick Bailey bustles cheerily into the room to resume his examination of the walls in search of the secret closet. The closet is gone. But in their haste, Kent and Wayne made an error which may nullify all their work and reveal Kent's double identity. What can Kent do now? What will happen? There are more thrills and surprises in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 10 of The Mystery of the Stolen Costume on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom X and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.